T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That's what I'm talking about!
What are you talking about?
Like I said before...
Who are you talking about when you say...
Dude, you're not listening to what I just said.
Slow down, pal. Who are you talking about?
I don't get caught up in that.
913-576-7610. All you have to do is decipher Andy Reid. He speaks in very general tones about a player, a coach, a team, a city, everything with cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers, very, very expansive. And you just have to tell us who he's talking about. Very, very simple game. And if you know who he's talking about, you're going to get to win a large specialty pizza from the other place. So there you go. We're playing for pizza.
Just thinking about that pizza.
You can get clues each and every week if you listen to your exclusive broadcast partner, the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio, near the Andy Reid press conferences. That's where it comes from. You can hear those press conferences right here live on 610 Sports Radio and give you a clue to win the game each and every Friday at 7:15. Simple as that. So 913-576-7610. John in Belton is up first this morning. John.
Who he talking about?
You know, he's a guy.
No. God, Ryan, I just told you. All right, good morning, guys. Oh, my gosh. Hell. Lamar Jackson.
Nope. Oh. It is not Lamar Jackson.
Not Fuzzy Thurston, either.
No, it is not Fuzzy Thurston.
Jared's up next in Lee Summit. Jared.
Who are you talking about, Jared?
You know, he's a guy.
He's a guy.
Would that be the hero from Nest? Sunday, he got the game-winning interception. Mike Hughes.
Mike Hughes is not the guy.
It is not Mike Hughes.
I like where you're guy.
I like where you're going there.
You know, he's a guy.
He's a guy. No, he's not a guy.
Nope.
He is not.
First clue.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
He's from Houston.
Houston.
He is from Houston.
There was
which means he's one day closer to you.
And almost in the Big 12.
That's right. Almost. Well, did they accept? Are they in? Did they officially get into the Big 12?
Yeah, they're in.
Okay,
they're
so
in.
They're in. All right. So he is from Houston.
He go to Houston, but he's from Houston.
He's from Houston.
All right, 913-576-7610. He's a guy.
He's a guy.
No, he's a guy.
He's a guy.
Right.
And he's from Houston.
And he's from Houston. So he's a guy from Houston.
Guy from Houston.
Nobody knows this, do they, today? Huh? Nobody wants to win a specialty pizza from the other place? Just move on, then. Let's talk about something else.
All right,
we're done.
Must have been thoroughly disappointing.
Yeah, it really was today. Maybe we have to get rid of this bit. I don't know. It's too hard.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty easy.
Yeah. Right. I thought it was, too. Right. You want the answer?
Do I just give it to the person that's calling right now?
No. Well, we're done, man.
I mean, now we have two.
Yeah. Nope. We're done.
That's it, huh?
Yep, I'm moving
calling
on.
It.
I'm
calling, calling it. All right,
yep, that's fine. We are moving on, baby.
Huh.
Moving on. Huh. Moving on.
So Tyrann Mathieu's back.
Mm-hmm.
We heard from him in the last segment. And
he's a guy.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. He is a guy. Yes, that wasn't who he was talking about either.
Nope. And I'm not going to tell you who he was talking about either.
People have ruined this.
Wow. Wow. You got to take part or it's gone. That's all.
It is. I'm not waiting around for this. We got to move. Pacing, man. Pacing.
Right. You want in, you want in. So Tyrann Mathieu was really close last week. As I mentioned, I saw him doing some individual work with one of the trainers before the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't tell from just their interaction. But the decision was made that he wasn't going to play in that game. by Andy Reid.
That's right.
Tyrann Mathieu says he appreciates that decision.
I was really hopeful that I, you know, obviously could possibly get cleared, you know, before the end of the week of practice. I think it'll be tough on anybody to kind of not practice for 10 days and then, you know, try to go out there and play a game that you got to win, you know, at home. So I thought Coach Reid, training staff, I thought everybody really made the best decision for me, you know, as a player. And that was much appreciated, much respected, but very, very happy to be back.
And especially with him, you can't say, well, just go give us 80%.
Right.
You know, I feel him completely great, but, you know, just go give 80. He's not an 80%.
No, he's not. He's going to give 100% on every single play.
You saved
play.
Him from himself.
Yeah, you did. And it's different, you know, if your head coach is Andy Reid and he's coming to you and go, look, Ty. I mean, you haven't practiced in 10 days. I know you want to get out there and play, but the best interest of the team is, and the best interest for you as well, is to give you this week off. Dan's got this taken care of. You know, Juan Thornhill's got this taken care of. We'll handle this thing. We'll figure out a way. We'll get by this game. We'll win this thing without you, and we'll get back to where you need to be so you're 100% and you're ready to go. Because I think when Tyrann said that about missing 10 days of practice, I went, oh yeah, that's a lot of practice time. And in a league that is so fast and so quick and so dangerous, are you doing the right thing by your player by putting him out there in that position?
Like,
answer is no.
You
probably
the game plan,
yeah,
and all those
that.
Things.
Yeah.
It's getting the wind,
right,
and being able to be physical,
mm-hmm,
and run around and everything when you haven't
done it for a week and a half. And are you going to be able to do that? Are we putting you at a disadvantage? Because as Andy Reid's number one job is, it's to put your players in position to be successful. And if he didn't practice for 10 days, is Andy Reid doing the right thing? And is Andy Reid putting Tyrann Mathieu in that position to be successful? And the answer to that question was probably no. Now, if it's another head coach that doesn't have the respect and cachet of a Hall of Famer like Andy Reid, maybe there's some discussion, maybe there's some debate, and maybe Tyrann's like, I don't care what you say, I'm playing in this game. But because it's Andy Reid and the respect that he commands and the career that he has had and is currently having as a head football coach, I think it probably makes it a little bit easier when you walk up to Tyrann Mathieu and go, man, I've been around this game a long time. You haven't practiced in 10 days. We'll take care of this one this week. You get ready for week two against Baltimore. And I expect we're going to see a defense that's better than it was last week. And I think we're going to see Tyrann Mathieu play his tail off in this one because he knows he missed that first game and he wants to get out there and show everybody, man, let's go. And contract here.
Yeah. It's true.
Hate to say that, but I know. Contract year.
And he didn't lose any money by sitting out week one either.
Mm-mm.
So not at all.
I
saw a lot of communicating going on.
Yep.
Everybody was, you know, directing traffic, trying to get in their spaces, but it does look a little different when Tyrann Mathieu's directing traffic.
Sure it does. And you know, listening to Tyrann, if you're on the field, I mean, that probably boosts you up a little bit as well. I think Tyrann Mathieu saw what this defense can be without him, and he went back to his agent. Okay, look, did you see what they did in this game out here? They weren't that good and let's see what they do against the Baltimore Ravens and how much more cohesive this defense is and how much better they perform with Tyrann Mathieu. I think he's a true difference maker, Josh. He's the leader. He's the leader of that defense. And we said it, 2 weeks ago? If he had to miss and miss an extended period of time, that's the single biggest loss you could have on defense. And I think we saw that on Sunday. He's a huge, huge, huge factor for this team.
Voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, stops by for his weekly chat. We'll ask him if the Chiefs indeed are living rent-free in the Ravens' heads. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He's the voice of Chiefs Kingdom and the premier play-by-play man in the NFL.
Off of Edelman and pick by the Honey Badger. Pick six. Tyrann Mathieu, pick six.
Andy joins Fesco in the morning every Friday at 7:30, right here on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Butker's kick is up. He lines it up. The kick is long enough. It is good.
610 Sports Radio. Here's Mitch Holtis.
Indeed, it is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, joining us, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. Mitch, ho-hum, another comeback last week. I've just been fielding people this week saying, were you nervous? And I said, nervous? It was down 12 at halftime with the ball. What was there to be nervous about in game number one? I mean, it's just pretty much par for the course. Defense puts its foot in the ground, and, you know, the offense makes a little comeback. I think I've seen that script.
Trail for 53 minutes, and then, no problem. It kind of looked like Super Bowl 54 to me, didn't it, to you? From the standpoint even of the Cleveland Browns, that had a scheme that was great, and they were executing it fine, and just things are, and then, whoop, that 75-yard touchdown kind of changed complexion of the things, getting the fumble recovery, and then the defensive stops late. It just looked like the same script in Miami on February 2nd of 2020.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, again, to see this team come back, but never something I didn't think was going to happen. They've done that to us now over the years with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. Just get me a stop on defense, get me the ball back, and I'm going to make a play. And it's just, I know we talk about it a lot, Mitch, but every time you see something like that happen with this team, it's just got to be backbreaking, not only for the team that they're playing, but for the rest of the league that's looking around hoping they lose a football game here or there.
Well, and again, the litmus test for these quarterbacks, and everybody wants to compare it to Mahomes, is there was a great chance for Baker Mayfield. 2:49, sure. He's got a timeout, the two-minute warning, and he's down four. Go get a touchdown, right? If that's Patrick Mahomes running on the field, what are you thinking? If that's Tom Brady running on the field, what are you thinking? If that's Aaron Rodgers of 2020 running on the field, what are you thinking? Sorry. Willikowski.
Wow. Yeah, that was rough.
I saw what you were doing there.
I think you touched it.
But you get my point. Yes. You catch it, my point here. And the fact that, it's just coming. If you're going to box the Chiefs, you better knock them out early like Tampa Bay did in Super Bowl 55, or realize that it's going all 15 rounds, because the Chiefs will find a way to knock you out in the 14th or 15th round.
And now the Chiefs go and play a team that they have owned over the last 4 years in the Baltimore Ravens, who are coming off a heartbreaking primetime game loss to the Las Vegas Raiders last week. This is a big one for the Ravens, isn't it?
I think it's bigger, Bob, than just a single week. I think the what the Ravens have been since John Harbaugh has been there, and John's done a great job, excellent coach, was with Coach Reed for 10 years in Philadelphia. I think their whole program is in balance here. Because think about it. They've got to decide, what are we doing with Lamar Jackson? Is he that guy? Is he the guy at 2:49 to go, one timeout, two-minute warning, down four, he's going to go get seven? If they, because they got to figure out if they're going to pay him the big bucks or not. And then the second part of the equation of this game to me is Baltimore has been such an outstanding, dominating defensive team and such an attacking defensive team. They blitz you getting on the tarmac, and here they come. And it became a problem from there. I think it cost them the game against the Raiders on Monday Night Football. They ran in, they sent eight guys on the final play in overtime. Eight. It's only the second time that's happened in overtime. And Next Gen Stats had this since Next Gen Stats came into being. Like, what are you doing? Especially with the injuries. Mm-hmm. So here's John Harbaugh flying home from that game thinking, what are we? What are we doing? If it's more than just going 0-2 this week for them, it could be a much bigger picture. There's a lot of pressure on those guys.
You mentioned Lamar. Could he be that guy with 2:49 to go, down five or whatever it is, to lead your team on a comeback? I look around and I go, there aren't many guys that are that guy. I think you named all three of them, Mitch. I think it's Aaron Rodgers. I think it's Patrick Mahomes. I think it's Tom Brady. Maybe Russell Wilson can be in that mix right now.
Yeah, I'm putting him in there. I think there's four dudes that can do that.
And so if you don't have one of those four dudes, like, you just cut your head off and quit? I mean, like what are you supposed to do at this stage
not
of the game
down,
in the NFL?
Not be down five with whatever minutes to go.
But, yeah, that's true.
Play for the front. Yeah.
So if Lamar's not the answer, like, are you drafting a guy in the first round? Like, what are you doing if you're the Ravens?
That's my point. And that's what John Harbaugh is trying to think through, him and their front office, which has been outstanding ever since they won the 2000 Super Bowl. They just haven't fallen off the cliff because they've been steady. The other thing they're facing, guys, in their division is they had four automatic wins. We can look at Cleveland and Cincinnati. They're just going, okay, we're 4-0 there. Now right. What do we have after that? Well, we're going to go fight Pittsburgh. Those days are over. Cleveland's there, and they're there to stay. And Cincinnati looks like they're going to be ornery. So Coach Harbaugh is also looking at that. But defensively, to me, and how they approach this game is really interesting. It could be perplexing for them because they blitz, they attack, that's what they do, but they don't have Matt Judon. They've got all these injuries. They lost Marcus Peters. They're down another corner. They're auditioning corners as we speak. And people have quit blitzing Patrick Mahomes. His blitz rating last year was 134.9. It was the best in the National Football League in five seasons. And yet, it's Baltimore saying this is what we do. There's just a lot of things going on for John Harbaugh, I think. And the biggest one is he's looking at his whole program of examining it and thinking, okay, do we have to do this differently, or what do we do at quarterback and on offense?
Now, you said Patrick Mahomes very good against the blitz. We still have an offensive line that we don't, you know, that three guys have one game of snaps in NFL-wise. Will they still try to mix and match and try to confuse the offensive line?
I do think that. But one of the biggest positives of the Cleveland game for that young offensive line was the way those middle three handled the blitzes of Cleveland. Now, Cleveland didn't blitz much. They blitzed 12 times in 61 snaps. But it's like they couldn't help themselves. And to Bob and your point, Kling, when things started to avalanche, the boulders came down into the campground for them. They go, well, let's blitz him then. That led to the 75-yard touchdown. They've been playing back, two deep safety, wide nine rushers, all that. And then they go, let's blitz. Well, whoops, game changes. And so, but the middle blitzes were picked up. The A and B gap blitzes were, and what Trey Smith and Creed Humphrey and Tooney did was let Patrick Mahomes step up, because we know that the outside was an issue with Myles Garrett and Clowney. And here they came on those wide nine rushes. But Mahomes, who's been working on this, he's talked about it Monday night with me on the Chiefs Kingdom show, just a step for him into the pocket is enough to create something positive to happen. But you can't step if the A-gap gets destroyed. That's what happened in Super Bowl 55. It's the least talked about pressure. They took away the outside and the inside. But if that middle three, those young guys, can continue to pick up the exotic blitzes. And Baltimore's done it the best of anybody. Patrick Queen came free a couple times in the A-gap against Derek Carr on Monday night. But if those young guys can pick that up along with Tooney, it allows Patrick Mahomes to get that step up into the pocket.
So we're talking with Mitch Holtless, voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio. Joins us every Friday at 7:30. Do you think Wink Martindale will make a deal and press his luck by blitzing Patrick Mahomes a lot?
Hey, wasn't Wink? I thought Wink Martindale was a game show host.
I thought so, too.
Well, I'm really confused about it. Is this the same guy? I look at him, I go, that can't be the same guy. He doesn't have the long microphone. He doesn't have the Drew Carey microphone. Kling, summer job. You were part of a focus group in Dubuque, Iowa to watch game shows all summer.
Yeah, it's true. Also, the defensive coordinator of the Ravens doesn't have as much work done as the other guy.
The other guy has a ton of work. Yeah. So do you think there'll be some whammies out there? And like, you think he'll send the blitz and be like going, no whammies, no whammies.
Tic-tac-toe!
I think he's going to blitz. How much? Where are they coming? And will he play what teams have done against Patrick Mahomes since the mid part of the 2000 season? And that is play back, make him be patient. It's what every team has done, essentially. It's what every team in the playoffs did. It's what, obviously, Tampa Bay did in Super Bowl 55. But it's like these guys go, nope, that's not us. We do what we do. It's like the team in basketball that goes, we press. We just play man-to-man pressure. And then you get beat by 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do. We'll try something different. It's the crux of this game. If Wink Martindale does – I just thought it cost them the game against the Raiders. I don't know what you guys thought, but to send eight guys on a cover zero blitz in that instance, just handed the game to Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's jeopardy if he blitzes against Patrick Mahomes, though. I'll tell you that right now, man. Like,
nice.
I love the fact, though, that these guys, Mitch, like, they're so just wedded to what we do. Is like you said, this is what we do. Okay, but what you do doesn't work. So why not do something different? Because what you do is like the most successful thing that you could do against Patrick Mahomes, because he'll just go right up over the top of you. So I don't care that that's what you always do. The best people in life are able to adjust to certain situations. It doesn't seem like coaches ever want to do that.
Well, let's go back to last Sunday's game. At halftime, Coach Reed and Bieniemy get together and they go, we got to run the ball enough. We got to run some here. And that's what happened in the third quarter. It really set up the fourth quarter. We talk about, oh gosh, we thought they would come back. But a big part of the script was the fact that the Chiefs had the ball for 24 plays in the third quarter, and the Browns had it for three. Now, Kansas City wasn't running the ball like Army, but it was enough where the game kind of changed. Well, that was a big adjustment made in just a couple of minutes by Coach Reed and Eric Bieniemy. Defensively, you saw it as well. You saw some adjustments made by Spags, because he had time in the third quarter. Coach gave him the time by saying, hey, we're going to play keep away. But they had to figure out those three tight end schemes and what Cleveland was doing to win on first down. But to your point, it's probably the biggest reason the Chiefs won the game, other than Mahomes' poise on Sunday.
Milestone ahead as well. Andy Reid picks up a victory. That's 100 total wins as the head coach of the Chiefs, and over 100 wins, of course, in Philadelphia. That's pretty impressive. And when is the day where younger fans go, he coached in Philadelphia?
Yeah. Well, and that's in 2 weeks. It'll be a big story, too. But no coach has ever done it in the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the four guys that are in front of him in total wins in NFL history, you're going, this guy is our current coach. That's what people will wonder, Kling. Your grandkids will go, hey, Grandpa, Andy Reid was the Chiefs coach? Wow, you guys had one of the greatest coaches of all time. No coach has won 100 games with two different franchises. And you think about there's a lot of great coaches that coach with two different franchises. Don Shula, Lombardi, I know he got ill. But the fact what Andy has done for two different places, and basically gave them the greatest moments of their franchise's history, almost in Philadelphia's case, but for sure here in Kansas City, it's remarkable what the guy's done. And really kind of understated, because he's not a self-promoter and you don't hear Mike Florio talking about him all the time.
Well, and I think also, too, to Kling's point, Mitch, we are into a era now where he's been here long enough where there are probably players coming into the NFL who go, oh, that's right, I kind of remember him coaching the Eagles. You know, like, we're getting to that point where he is going to be identified as the Chiefs head coach and the Eagle stuff is going to be an afterthought.
Yeah, it's nuts, but is what's understated too, is when he took over the Eagles in 1999, they were not the, you know, the Super Bowl winning Eagles. They were a mess. You know that.
They were a mess.
It was a mess, and they couldn't figure out. They couldn't get out of their own way, and Andy Reid comes in and almost immediately, takes him a year like here. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, here it was more immediate. But once they hit 2000 to 2004, they all this. And the other thing is they took over their division. Same story. In the NFC East, it was the Cowboys. It was the Washington football team, New York Giants. They were just – Eagles were the afterthought in that division until Andy took it over. In 14 years, I think he won 8 division titles. Here, same thing. The Chiefs would have a run now and then, but they were still, oh, you guys are nice. Just be 9-7 or 7-9. Better if you're going to be 4-12. And Andy took over the division. Who in the Broncos' mind thought that they would lose, what, 11 straight times to the Chiefs or have Kansas City win 5 straight division titles? Or in the mind of the Raiders or Chargers?
Well, each week we're going to ask you about a moment of your career facing off against this current opponent. What's your memory, your favorite memory of playing the Baltimore Ravens?
You guys have all worked with producers that are going, all right, here's what we're going to do in this game. It's happened to me in college basketball. There was a time they told me, you're going to do 9 Trae Young promos.
Oh,
I
boy.
Am. Didn't he just lose to Oklahoma State by 30 and he took 40 shots? And, yeah, but we're going to do the promo. It's the Sonic Blockbuster, blah, blah. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Okay, 2004, we go to Baltimore. They're really good. Remember, they won the Super Bowl, the 2000 Raven defense, considered second maybe at all time to the 85 Bears, and they're going to mic up Ray Lewis. This is going to be great. Ray Lewis is just going to destroy everything red in his path, and he's going to be mic'd up, and we're all going to laugh, and ha, ha, ha. Do you remember that game?
It was the single greatest mic'd up performance ever.
It's like, get him off me. What are you guys doing? Nobody else is helping me out here. This guy's hitting me in the chest and taking oxygen out of my lungs. Oh, it's Will Shields.
Yep.
Oh, it's Brian Waters. It was hilarious. Oh, it's you know, the entire offensive line crashed in on him. Oh, it's Casey Wegman. Casey Wegman, who's this case? It's like, you guys aren't doing your job. I mean, the producer's going to be sitting there with his head, you know, his hands in his head, like, wow, this didn't work at all.
You know, anybody you talk to from that team, they will tell you that's the single best moment of their era. I mean, Dick Vermeil has said it on this station. Al Saunders has said it on this station. You ask them, like, what was your kind of your favorite moment? You know, they're like, oh, that day where we got Ray Lewis good. Like they whatever they did that day with Brian Waters and Will Shields, and you mentioned Casey Wegman as well, those guys all look back on that game and go, yeah, that was a major bright spot for us because nobody could contain Ray Lewis up until then, and nobody contained him after that. It was like this one blip on the radar screen where the two Chiefs, and I say both Hall of Famers, because I think Brian Waters belongs in the Hall of Fame as well, both of those guards went after Ray Lewis and owned him that night, man. It was unbelievable to watch. And I was in Baltimore for that game, so I remember being there and then having to catch up on the mic'd up stuff afterwards, but that was truly a clinic on how to play offensive guard.
Yeah, and his lungs were just out of oxygen. It reminded me of the first longest yard movie where they just lined up and went after the guys. Like the Chiefs would snap the ball and all 11, 10 guys other than were snapping it would be lined up just to go hit Ray Lewis one after the other. It was hilarious. Let's say it went off script for the Ravens, and I think it was ESPN that night.
Mitch, we'll meet you in Baltimore. How's that sound?
Can't wait to see you, Kling. Bring those game show videos, and we can do the focus group testing on it. So we'll be ready to go. And crab cakes.
I was going
to
say, don't get the crabs while you're in Baltimore. Get the crab cakes.
Crab
better
cakes.
Value for your money, right?
Much better value for your money.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Sounds safer and better.
That's
yeah,
right.
Thanks for that. You're full of wisdom, Bob.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
That is Mitch Holtz's voice of the Chiefs, joins us each and every Friday at 7:30, brought to you by Ben Franklin Plumbing, the punctual plumber. Chiefs at Baltimore Sunday night, 7:20 on 106.5. The Wolf. I'll join Mitch Holtz and Dane and Hughes on the call on Sunday night for that matchup. 913-576-7610. If you know the play of the game that Vern gave you on the postgame show for some Topper's Pizza. And hey, Orlando Brown, it's time for you to give it up on the Ravens. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Gave it to you yesterday on the postgame show. It is
gave it to us on the pregame show.
He gave it to us on the pregame show too. That is correct. my goodness, Vern. Good Lord.
I'm sorry.
Taking a shot at Klingeni yesterday.
I don't like disappointing Vern. I just don't.
And then wanting Ryan to be there to, like, you know, take the other side. Ryan's like, I don't know
what in our history together has indicated I would have taken.
And for those who didn't hear it, maybe we'll play it for you. But he gave you the play of the game on the postgame show. If you know a player involved, you'll win $25 to Toppers with locations in Mission and Lawrence. And each winner will be registered to win a $250 Mazarese gift card at the end of the month.
Tyler in Blue Springs, today's contestant. Tyler, tell us the player involved in yesterday's play of the game.
I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Salvador Perez.
I think that's
45th home run.
That's pretty good.
Blackburn comes set at the belt, brings it home, and a high fly ball deep left center. The wind will push it to the wall and gone.
There you go. Tyler's a winner today. He knew Salvador Perez was part of the play of the game. When in doubt, it's Salvi.
Yeah, just go with Salvi,
as
man.
He provided the only runs for the Royals yesterday, but also hit home run number 45, a two-run shot in the first, and tying Johnny Bench.
Mm-hmm.
Three shy now, the franchise record. Tied Johnny Bench for the, what are they calling it, primary?
Primary catcher.
Primary
yes,
catcher right. Home run record.
Mm-hmm.
But Salvi hits his 45th. Of the season, and that part of the play of the game. So Tyler wins pizza. Simple as that. Be listening to Vern's post-game show. Do so Sunday, and then Monday at 7:45 will be your next chance to win pizza.
You know, it's like, it's, you ever see that meme of that guy who they use when he, like, when you say something that you're like, I can't believe I'm listening to that right now. And the guy just kind of, like, shakes his head and blinks his eyes, and you're like, what? That's kind of how I feel with the Salvi home run chase right now, because you just said primary catcher position. Like, I've never heard that before in sports. Like, this is what it's come to now, where we've overstatistized everything in sports, where a guy who hits 45 home runs, we have to have, well, actually, guy in his mother's basement going, well, actually, as a primary catcher, he only hit 42 of those. Like, why do we have to have a quantifier just everything in sports?
Just being official.
But Josh, 5 years ago, we weren't sitting there saying anything about that. Like, when Javi Lopez was hitting 40-some home runs, how many times did you hear, you know, or did they
Barry
talk
Bonds
about...
Barry Bonds as a primary right fielder?
Yeah,
or
as a primary left fielder. Like, why are we doing this? Why? Somebody, please give me a good reason why we need to do this and nitpick everything that is going on now in sports. I mean, like, sometimes you just look at it and you go, this isn't enjoyable anymore. If we're going to sit here and nitpick all this stuff instead of just embracing the fact that Salvador Perez, as a catcher in Kansas City, is leading Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs, why the hell can't we just appreciate that? Why does there have to be a quantifier and a qualifier for everything that is now done in sports? It's stupid.
That's what we do. We qualify stuff. That's not taking anything away from it for me. I think
there are people that want to take it away from
me. I had not heard... as a primary catcher.
I'd never heard that before. You know, as he got closer to Johnny Bench's record, they started to come out of the woodwork on this one and use that. Well, as a primary catcher, as a primary catcher, do we talk about first baseman having primary first baseman or second baseman or shortstop? I mean, like, I have honest to God never heard that qualifier before used ever when talking about somebody having success. Do we just not want Johnny Bench's record to be broken? Is that what we're going back on now? So I just think it's ridiculous right now that Salvi's having this great season. There's people up there raising their hand. It's like the people at back to school night who have their child and the question only pertains to them, but they feel the need to ask it in front of the group. I feel like that's kind of where we are right now with Salvi. It's like he hit 45 home runs. He's got 16 more games to go. I don't care if he was DHing or catching that day. He's a catcher. That's his position. These home runs all count. We're sitting here trying to quantify them.
Do yourself a favor, too, and go back and look at just the 1970 numbers from Johnny Bench. He had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
He
wow.
really did.
Like, I knocked in, like, 148 or something was the gold glove MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And he played catcher, first, third, and all the outfield positions at one point during the year.
Right. It's crazy, right? Yeah, how many of those home runs happened as a true catcher for Johnny Bench? It's the over-nerdization of sports.
I don't know. His number just says 45.
Right.
You can go back and look at the game logs and figure out. But he had a number of games where he wasn't playing catcher that day and hit home runs.
When Salvi goes into the Hall of Fame, will they have primary catcher? He only played a certain percentage of his game, so he has to go in as catcher / designated hitter? Like what are we doing here?
No, I mean, this isn't like really new to baseball, though. I mean, we see it all the time with like the gold gloves that, you know, hey, you didn't play your primary position as a center fielder. That happened to Lo Kane one year, right? Like he spent too much time in right field and it didn't qualify him as a center fielder.
Mm. I can understand that.
Baseball's it's not shocking to me that that's the case.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Just enjoy the game instead of worrying about all the minutia of nonsense.
A lot of crossovers in Sunday's matchup with the Ravens. You have Orlando Brown going back to Baltimore, where he grew up and was a player there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just last season was a player there.
Right.
You have the flip side, you got Sammy Watkins, you got Justin Houston, a couple former Chiefs on that Ravens squad. So a lot of crossovers happening.
Mm-hmm.
But this was Orlando Brown. You remember earlier in the week, he wasn't going to share anything
right
about the Ravens with Steve Spagnuolo.
Oh, nothing at all, man. Nothing at all. I'm not no snitch, man. So, yeah, so, nothing at all. No. No.
So Orlando Brown was not going to be a snitch.
I can't get on board with that at all.
Okay. Maybe he'll reconsider when he hears Sammy Watkins. Open valve, Sammy Watkins. Just ask me whatever.
I'm trying to win at the end of the day. So snitch, no snitch. Anything I can give Wink in the defense, that's what I'm going to do. And I'm not particularly giving up plays, but hey, man, do this on this guy and do this on that guy. And that's just the way of football. Guys go on different teams every week, every day. You know, you pull a guy off practice squad to try to pick their brain. So, I mean, I'm going to try to do anything to win.
You hear that, Orlando?
Yeah, what is Orlando Brown thinking?
Sammy Watkins is just going to tell all.
Right. And you should, too. You're on the Chiefs right now. The Baltimore Ravens didn't think you were good enough to play left tackle, and they never wanted to give you the opportunity to play left tackle. And you wanted to play left tackle, and they traded you to an organization that was willing to allow you to play left tackle well enough to earn probably a great contract at the end of the season.
And they're going to be their second left tackle in 2 weeks.
And you're not going to snitch on the old team that didn't believe in you? Come on, Orlando. Let's go, man.
Tell us.
This isn't down on the docks at Newark where snitches get stitches. This is about winning a football game. And Sammy Watkins is going to tell everything that he knows and can possibly share with Wink Martindale. And Orlando Brown's like, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, no, you are going to do that. Yes, you are. You absolutely 100% are going to sit down today with Steve Spagnuolo and go over every offensive lineman that you know and defensive lineman that you know and tell Steve Spagnuolo about
every
all the
quarterback tells.
Everything that
tells.
Lamar does, yep. You know, yep. All the tells that he has there. Yep. You got to tell all that kind of stuff, man, because this is a big football game. This is about beating an AFC contender on the road, on national TV, keeping Patrick perfect against Lamar. You gotta tell all the secrets, man. This is the perfect time. This is why players change teams and they sign guys on a Tuesday that played for the team that they're facing that week prior. You've seen gamesmanship like this in the NFL all the time. There's who was the punter a couple of years ago that was here? Was it there was a punter or like Tommy Townsend's brother was like brought onto the practice squad by the Chiefs because he played for the Ravens or something like that the prior week.
That's right.
Remember
that's
that, right? Yeah.
Was it Townsend's brother?
I think it was Townsend's brother. Maybe it was the Raiders or something like that. No, you got a role to go out there and play football. I get that. But also when you're ready to face your former team, part of the job is to go out there and give up the goods, man.
Hey, Baltimore's a little rougher than Kansas City. He doesn't want to snitch. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you're not in Baltimore anymore.
I'm just saying, he's that's where he was He was told not to do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. You got to snitch. You got to go, man. Patrick Mahomes is depending on it.
610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Meanwhile, the Chiefs offensive line featuring Orlando Brown, Eric Bieniemy, believes they'll play better this week.
Just because of the chemistry that they've developed. You know, those guys understand the importance of being on the same page. There's some little things that I know Coach Heck is tweaking and making sure that these guys will be sound. But when it's all said and done with, these guys will learn through their experiences, you know. And sometimes those experiences ain't always necessarily the best ones. But it's the negative ones that have an impact on you that help you to grow together.
I thought a decent performance by the offensive line last week. Mm-hmm. Looked like work in progress, but, you know, considering you had three rookies going.
God, yeah. My second watch was a lot more impressive than my first watch of that offensive line. I went back and, you know, rewatched it a little bit, and I'm like, they're not as bad as we thought they were. You know, who you were facing, three rookies, as you mentioned, it really wasn't a bad performance.
Yeah, I thought a longer day for the tackles, and Orlando Brown falls in that category. Sure. And he said he's got to play better than he did last week.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas Niang, I thought, got a lot of work thrown at him last week,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did, yes.
The crash course wasn't a, you know, we've seen really bad offensive line performances before, right?
Yeah, yes.
Or a susceptible person, mm-hmm. you know, in particular, like one guy, you're like, ooh.
Yeah. Who was that guy, I-69, that we had there for a while that played right tackle that was so bad? God, what was that guy's name?
All I can think of
is
Jordan Black.
It's not Jordan Black. Okay. No, it definitely wasn't him. It was like, God, I can't remember who that guy was. Somebody will text it in right away because we talk about it all the time. I can never remember that guy's name.
Not the guy I did the video on.
No, that was a guard at that point in time, I think. But that guy, I-69 guy, he was a gateway to the quarterback, man. He just opened the floodgates and let everybody run around him.
The Chiefs force-fed the run game a little bit last week, and I thought that was fine, especially at that point in the game. You know, try to run the football, try to establish a run game a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Eric Bieniemy says that will continue to be important.
We would love to run the ball better. But when it's all said and done with, we got to win, okay? Now, there's some things that we need to clean up. Yes. You know, can we be better up front? Yes. Can we see it a little better from the running back position? Yes. But when it's all said and done with, that's why you play the game. You make sure that you have those opportunities. You find the things that you didn't execute as well. And so you go and work it so you can make sure that we can improve upon it moving forward. But I thought, like I said, I thought our guys did a tremendous job of finding a way of dragging their asses across the finish line when it's all said and done with.
Dragging their asses across the finish line when it's all said and done with. The running game thing to me is very interesting because we talked about it yesterday, how in the three wins with Patrick Mahomes against the Baltimore Ravens, the Chiefs average more rushing yards in those games than they do over the course of the seasons when they, you know, over the last 3 years. And Patrick Mahomes has been brilliant against the Ravens as well. But I think a big reason why he's been brilliant is because the running game has worked so well. But Andy Reid has never really been one to truly 100% like commit, if you will, to that running game. But against the Ravens, they do. And it works against the Baltimore Ravens. And it's worked over the last 3 years with truly four different running backs running against the Ravens. So I think if you want to have success and establish Patrick Mahomes and get him those gaudy numbers that he's picked up over the Ravens, you do have to mix in that running game as well. And I think if you're able to run the football, it puts you at such an advantage when you try to throw the football because people have to respect the run. And if they have to respect the run this week, I think Patrick Mahomes has an amazing day against the Ravens.
And you also pointed out that they have actually run the football better against the Ravens, which is kind of strange.
10 to 12
right?
yards per game more against the Ravens than their average for those seasons.
So they've run the ball well against the Ravens, set up nice balance, and then Patrick Mahomes had big days too. So,
huge days. Yeah. And obviously Patrick is going to do what he does because he's fantastic and he's got those weapons around him. But you know that running game helps set Patrick Mahomes up to have some high number days.
And one more from Eric Bieniemy. Ryan has labeled this: Eric Bieniemy sets a new personal record. So I guess we'll all listen. We'll all listen together.
So when it's all said and done with, I guarantee you he'll be happy when it's all said and done with.
When it's all said and done with.
That was just yesterday?
That's right.
Wow.
15-minute press conference, 14 when it's all said and
wow.
done.
That's one a minute. Yeah.
And then when is
I
it?
I swear to God,
when do
he's
you
doing
know,
it on purpose.
When do you know that it's all said and done?
When the clock strikes zero.
I think you know when it's all said and done with.
Yeah, when the clock strikes zero, that's when it's all said and done
but
with.
It might not be all said even though the clock strikes
well,
zero.
Well, it's done with.
What if it's all done with, but it's not all said?
Well, right. Then you have post-game handshakes for that. So right. I guess when you go back to your locker room,
it's
rooms,
all done, but yeah. It might not be all said.
Yeah. Well, true. It's never all said, Josh.
Well, that's my question. Yeah. So the answer is never.
Never.
Okay.
Never. The answer is truly never.
Or is it at the, or does that all reset at the end of the day?
That's true. Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't so know. When it's all said and done with, when it was all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, I guarantee you he'll be happy when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, and when it's all said and done with, when it's all said and done with, but when it's all said and done with, like I said, when it's all said and done with, when it's all said and done with.
Yeah.
The last
laugh leads me to believe he's doing it on purpose.
Sure.
He's just trying to get us.
Yeah.
Huh.
From the text line, Barry Richardson was the guy we were looking for. I-69, yeah, the pathway to the quarterback. 100% Barry Richardson. Yeah, that guy sucked.
The turnstile.
Yeah, that guy was like, you know, just not there.
Yeah.
He was there, but he wasn't there. He was the guy before Mitchell Schwartz. That's why they went out and got Mitchell Schwartz, because they looked at Barry Richardson and they're like, no, not doing this anymore.
We have some major controversy in college football.
Yeah, this is big time.
Upcoming this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Notre Dame is hosting Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Throw out the record books.
But you do, yes.
Throw out,
it's the Indiana battle, right?
You throw out the record books. But to me, definition of petty.
But this is also very similar to what your guy Hayden Fox used to do at Iowa.
Okay. We'll get to this in a second then. I'll let you take your shot at... living legend or non-living legend Hayden Fry. So Purdue's going to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Purdue travels with the world's largest drum.
Mm-hmm. Somebody tried to well actually it yesterday. Part of their band. It's not actually the biggest.
Because there's of course there are fights as to who has the actual largest drum, but they're calling it the world's largest drum. Okay, other schools have tried to copy it,
right.
But they claim the world's largest drum. Okay.
If they say the original world's largest drum, yeah, everybody tries to copy
Texas
something.
Has got one. Missouri's got a big drum.
Texas is doing it now?
Yeah, Texas got a big drum.
They
got
to worry about trying to win a game, and let alone a drum.
And then Mizzou's got a big drum.
I thought they had it's A&M that's got the bell, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the drum will not be making its performance at Notre Dame, and that's the first time since 1979.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't get the drum through the visiting team tunnel at Notre Dame. And Notre Dame told them, well, you can't bring it down the main tunnel. That's for our guys.
That's for our guys, yeah.
So they're not able to get the drum into the stadium, and so it ain't going.
Right. Isn't that petty?
Yes, it's true. Why, if you're Notre Dame, couldn't you just say, yeah, just bring the drum in early, set it on the sideline.
Right.
Okay. You're not going to do it when our players are walking in and all that stuff's going
on.
No,
you shouldn't do it then. But if you want to get here like at 10 a.m. for a 4 p.m. game and set that drum up, by all means, just bring it in.
Just bring it in.
Right.
Have somebody guard it. We're not doing that. But if you want to bring it in early, we'll get it in early for you.
Make special accommodations and they're just like, precious drum.
They're just like, nope, doesn't fit through your tunnel.
Sorry.
It's on you, man.
Yeah, can't bring it in.
Wow.
If Purdue really wanted to do it right, they would, you know, tie it to a helicopter and just have the helicopter fly over the stadium with the drum hanging there.
Yeah.
You know, do something like that, you know, to kind of spite back at Notre Dame for doing this. But this is college football in a nutshell. I mean, this kind of stuff has been going on for generations.
The band members run up to the top of the stadium. They got ropes. They throw them over the top and they
pull in the drum.
Pull the drum over, bring it over. They carry it down through the stands like, show you Notre Dame.
Yeah, do something like that, right? Yeah,
I like the helicopter entrance.
The helicopter entrance
Steve Nebraska
good.
Style, like bring it up over top of the stadium and everything.
Absolutely. And then land that sucker on the 50-yard line and go, ha ha, how do you like
fans
it now,
trying to
Notre
eat popcorn is flying all over the place.
Like,
wind's just whipping.
People are looking around going, what's going on? And here comes the helicopter with the drum and it lands on center field and Purdue gives, you know, Notre Dame the bird by doing it that way. But it goes back to your guy, Hayden Fox at Iowa, who was like
Hayden
painting.
Fry, please.
He was painting the visiting locker rooms pink, right?
Still was is.
It? Oh, they're still doing that.
Oh, yeah.
They still do that in Iowa.
Pink urinals and Yeah, hold on.
They painted it pink back in the day. So this kind of like gamesmanship.
You know how hard it's got to be to find a pink toilet and pink urinals and pink sinks?
Well, in the 70s, it was easy.
Yeah, now.
You could find that
not
anywhere.
So much. No,
right?
They've redone it over the years. They've kept it pink.
Yeah,
give
they
it the
have.
Krylon touch.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They've redone it over the years. So it's not the same urinals and stuff from the 70s and 80s that are in there.
Stunning that that's still occurring.
No, they redid it a few years ago, I believe.
Wow.
So a few years ago is a lot of years ago now.
That's getting canceled in the next couple of years.
Yeah, but is that like an Iowa just tradition now that it's always going to be that way? So the pettiness has always been there in college sports. And that's why when you look at college football and college basketball right now, when you eliminate those rivalries that we've seen over the years.
When you
eliminate the petty, you're left with meh. You're left with just average stuff.
I don't really want to see Notre Dame Purdue play football.
No, but I like
the eliminating of the petty.
Yeah, the petty stuff is good. You know, you like that kind of stuff. You like the, you know, cutting down of the trees and the spray painting and the TPing and like all of that kind of stuff that goes with rivalries. By splitting these conferences up and having this conference realignment nonsense, you've lost a lot of that.
Didn't that guy that poisoned the trees go to jail?
He did. Yeah. good Lord, man. Like that's what the rivalry is all about. That's the pettiness of college sports.
Those are some old ass trees too.
Yeah.
We'll have our risk it for the brisket pick coming up, and NFL Network's Kyle Brandt will join us every Friday at 8:20. We'll discuss his anti-chiefer potential. Lamar versus Patrick and more next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.